I'm Dave Mercer.
Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week we're going to debate a good one. Patience. It's a term that people surround with. People will find out you're an angler and say, oh, you must be a patient person. Well, I'm going to throw it out there. Patience is the most overrated skill in angling. Keep our cull, Panger.
Just be patient with me here.
I see what you did there. I see.
Yeah. This is an absurd topic, Dave. It's obviously not overrated. If anything, it's underrated. Think of all the life lessons that are learned on the water. Everything about fishing requires patience. Like, I don't understand, like, where you're even going with this, because you have to have patience in order to be an angler and make good decisions. Otherwise, you just run around. How many times have you had a guy up on stage? Dave started running around out there, and before I knew it, it was check-in time. You know what? That guy lacked patience.
How many times has somebody won a tournament just sitting there waiting for the fish to show up? Like, you don't see somebody show up to a point and be like, they'll be here today.
Oh, you
sooner
do that all
or later,
the time.
They're going to come.
All the time that happens. When, St. Who? Clair, guys just bob around out there. They show patience waiting to see the fish.
They weren't bobbing around. They're chasing those fish, and they're searching for them.
Do you know how much patience it
time?
Takes to chase those fish and make repeated casts to the different fish? It's all a different form of patience. You're thinking of patience in 1960s in a rowboat anchored down with a hot dog. I'm thinking of patience in a modern day form, Dave.
So what is modern day patience?
What it requires to be a good angler.
So what, like, show me, where are you using your patience? You were patient enough to do what?
Okay, explain it to me why it's overrated then.
Because you look at all the greatest anglers, all the Bass Fishing Hall of Famers, very few of them, modern era, Kevin Van Dam totally changed the game. Nobody waits. Nobody's patient. Everybody covers water. Nobody sits on a spot. I mean, you're not sitting on a spot throwing Charlie Brewer's slider worm and waiting for them to come to you. I mean, look at the electronics. But why is that messing with pro anglers' minds? Forward-facing sonar is messing with pro anglers' minds because they found a way to only cast a bass. And once they found that way, they don't want to not cast a bass. And I get that. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's that word of patience, what the stereotype of people he just sits there and waits for it to happen. He's very patient.
That's what I'm saying. It's an outdated form of patience. You don't think that Denny Brower, Tommy Biffle, Larry Nixon, all these guys have patience going down the bank knowing you're going to get 4 or 5 bites a day, flipping a black and blue jig at every lay down log? That's a form of patience, knowing that you're going to do it for 2 hours without a bite, but that one that it's going to be a 5-pounder. If you're trolling for walleye in the great north, or it takes patience. You're still moving. You're still searching for the fish, but there's still a massive element of patience involved. You're on a bed fish. You're not moving. You're always doing something different, but you have to have patience to sit there and get that fish to eat your bait. That's a form of patience. You're thinking of patience in the rawest sense of literally sitting there twiddling your thumbs, doing nothing, waiting on the fish to go. I'm defining patience as sticking with the game plan, staying mentally engaged, and following that game plan throughout the day, which requires a form of patience. That's a valid point.
It is a valid point, but I'm losing patience with your argument here. Oh. You know what I was saying. The standard thought of patience, what people think is patience generally, is the most outdated thing. I mean, Denny Brower worked a shoreline and only got 5 bites, but that wasn't patience. That was what he could get. He knew, if I stick with this, I can get this. It wasn't the patience.
You got everybody who fishes tidal fisheries throwing stuff at the screen right now, Dave.
Why?
You sit there and you wait for the tide to get right.
No, you don't. Now, not that you chase the tide so you can stay in the tide window as long as possible. And that's how you win, a la Mike Iaconelli
on
the Delaware River.
Or you can stay in one spot and wait for the tide to get right. There's 2 ways. But it also takes patience to chase the tide, because you have to have the patience to follow it. and to stay with that game plan.
Yeah, it takes patience to
deal with you. I think fishing is straight patience. Depends on how you define patience. I'm calling this hard. Hard call.
I'm not. I'm keeping it. You guys let us know what you think. Keep our call. And by the way, we need more topic ideas. So while you're at it, throw in some topic ideas. What do you want me and Matt to debate? Because clearly we'll debate anything.
We're on the same page on this. We're defining patience differently.
I guess, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what's happening.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we're defining it completely differently because you're looking at the face value of patience, which I would agree. That is dead. You don't see anybody sit there and have much success doing that anymore.
No. Like Big Show always says, Scroggins, Hammer, when do you catch it? When you first pull up or after you've been there 20 minutes?
That's a fair point.